Private sector Ohio is being crushed under the weight of government. If we don't change it, you're simply going to chase more people away from the state and make it even harder to generate revenue to pay for government.
We have balanced this budget with no smoke and mirrors, and we have done it with a reform agenda that will put Ohio on a path to growth.
The fundamental problem with the governor's budget bill is it increases general revenue spending to a point where it will be the second largest increase over a two-year period in the last 23 years. Ohio does not have a revenue problem. Ohio has a spending problem. From 1990 to 2009, the general revenue expenditures went up about 41%. We now can't afford what we have, so we have a new normal in Ohio that we've got to adjust to. The grand bargain that used to exist where if you work for government, you make less money, but you have job security and you get a decent pension. Today, the grand bargain is dead. The government worker makes more than their private sector peer. And in terms of the retirement, they now are exceeding private sector pay scales and benefits. And that was never part of the bargain. You're talking about a pretty sizable percentage of the state budget that you could save if you simply realign government compensation packages to those in the private sector in Ohio. We've lost about 600,000 private sector citizen jobs since 2000. If we cannot get competitive on our cost structure, Ohio will remain a laggard and will continue to send our best and brightest to states south and west. Our businesses will continue to flee south and west, and we'll be an Ohio that is a shell of itself.